All right, Badgers and the Buckeyes tonight here at the Kohl Center. And Butch, you've alluded to it already about the Badgers. They need to worry about the Badgers. You kind of enough is enough, right? They've lost four games in a row. They've got time to straighten this out and play at their peak when you really want to. This is a good time to start.
There's no question. For me, it starts early on by setting the tone. What did Rutgers do to you? They punched you in the face. They were physical. They were aggressive. You've watched that now. You've let that sink in for a couple of days. I expect Wisconsin to be physical early on in this game. Continue to punch it in the post and focus on that part of the game more than anything else. Making shots, I know they haven't shot it well from three. We all know they haven't shot it well from three. But don't rely on that. Have that three come from an inside, outside, and play that way versus trying to do stuff isolation. Like, get back to why you've been so good.
Yeah, the points of the paint. That's really going to be interesting to watch because the Badgers on Saturday had a heavy dose of Cliff Amore. With the eight blocks, Felix Okpara can block shots. But as we said many times, and you lived it as a player, if they get one, so what? Go back in there again, right? See if you can. Sometimes shot blockers maybe fall so in love with that.
You better get
fakes
to the oil drill.
Yes, sir.
You better start pumping, if you know what I mean. Use some pump fakes. There better be a lot of oil drill today. Hit them with a pump fake. Get them up. Go through the chest. Get to the free throw line. Have a couple and-one opportunities.
All right, let's get this thing started. Kelly Pfeiffer, Eric Curry, Kevin Brill are your officials as Ohio State comes out of the traveling scarlet unis, the whites and gray trim, Badgers in the home white and the Cardinal trim as we are ready to roll. Wisconsin and Ohio State. The Buckeyes, much like last year, got off to a very good start this season. And then things went sideways. They had lost five in a row, eight of nine, before the double overtime win this past weekend against Maryland. And the Badgers, as we mentioned, trying to stop what is currently a four-game losing streak. It'll be Steven Crowell and Felix Okpara set to jump center.
We've talked a lot about Wisconsin, what they need to do. However, Bruce Thornton, last time Ohio State, Wisconsin played, we talked a lot about Jameson Battle, a guy you do have to pay attention to. But Bruce Thornton is being way more aggressive than he was last time they played. They've got to control him.
Averages about 16 points a game. And you can be a bulldog of a point guard. Remember last year, Ohio State, you know, went through the struggles and then had the really good run in the Big Ten tournament. It looked as though there might be a carryover the way they started this year at 10-3. But then they hit the skids again. Last year they started 10-3, lost 14-15. This year got off to a very nice start and struggled once again. But they, like Wisconsin, hoping they've got enough time to straighten things out as Kelly Pfeiffer set to put the ball in the air. Crowell and Okpara will jump center. Toss and tap will belong to, off a deflection, Wisconsin went off of Evan Mahaffey. It was gathered by Max Klesman, and the Badgers move to our left. We're underway. Ohio State man-to-man defensively. Steven Crowell, the right wing, throws to Tyler Wall. He's with Mahaffey. Hepburn versus Thornton. Now Wall outside right. Above the three-point line, feeds Crowell. Open three, straight on. 3-0 Wisconsin. Steven Crowell, 15 of 31 from downtown this season.
And that's just nice to see. 19 points over the last four games. 19 points total over the last four games.
Buckeyes move to our right to the first half. Jamison Battle in the lane goes up. Left hand no good from 10 feet away. Long rebound store with Thornton back. Here comes AJ down the lane to the rim. Goes up. Got fouled by Thornton. As he will make AJ's, that's right, he'll make AJ's store earn it at the free throw line.
And talk about a great start. Obviously, run some really good offense, some screening action. Big Steve's able to get the pop out three, and then you're able to get AJ running, and get him to the free throw line.
Badgers were 13 of 22 at the foul line on Saturday against Rutgers. Storr misses the first free throw. Wisconsin, for much of the year, led the Big Ten at the foul line. Currently running second to Iowa. Ohio State, by the way, third in the conference at free throw shooting percentage. Second free throw for Storr is good. He gets one out of two. 4-0 Wisconsin here in the opening minute. Bruce Thornton brings it up the floor. 24.7 boards he had against the Terrapins on Saturday as Thornton up top throwing to Roddy Gale. Inside feed, Mahaffey low on the right, slam dunk, Evan Mahaffey. That gets Ohio State on the scoreboard. As Chucky Hepburn brings it up, met at half court by Thornton to throw to Max Klesman. He's with Battle, feeds Hepburn, throwing to Crowell on the left wing. Crowell against Felix Hakara as the Badgers work along the perimeter. As Tyler Wall goes into Crowell, right of the paint. Shot clock is at 10. Crowell starting to back on Hakara, turns baseline. Crowell still moving in, low on the right, muscles it up and in. And man, is that a good sign.
Thank you. Right, we've talked about, but just go back to why you've been so successful. Touching the post has been a huge part of it.
6-2 Wisconsin, a minute and a half gone by. Thornton against Hepburn out near the midcourt logo. Thornton pounds the dribble, surveys off the curl. Gale catches, midpost left, slipped it inside. Akpara went up, and it was knocked away and out of bounds. Like Tyler Wall got a piece of it on what looked like was going to be an easy money dunk, but Badgers able to deflect it out of bounds. 11 on the shot clock. Thornton baseline left will inbound to Mahaffey. Wall defending Evan Mahaffey, the Penn State transfer. Mahaffey to the top of the circle. He's a for Gale against Storr. Inside feed Mahaffey, and he has the easy money dunk again.
And right now, Ohio State is putting A.J. Storr in every screening action. Mm-hmm. And there's a lack of communication. The slip is there. The big is staying too long, and A.J. is not getting around quick enough.
Storr throwing to Hepburn, left wing against Thornton. 2:10 gone by, 6-4 Wisconsin. Hepburn loops it into Crowell, baseline left. Crowell with his back to the basket, starting to back down on Akpara. Mid post left, Crowell shakes, kills the dribble, throws it to Hepburn, four to shoot. Chucky, a step back three left corner, is off the rim, no good. Storr, the offensive rebound, back up and in with the right hand.
Talk a lot about getting back to Wisconsin. Offensive rebound, it was something earlier in the year they've done so well too. Finally, they crash the glass there.
8-4 Wisconsin, 2:40 gone by. Thornton to the front court for Ohio State. A pass for Roddy Gale on the left wing. Off the Akpara screen, driving on Storr. Gale throws it up, missed with the right hand, rebound Tyler Wall. Flies up the right side of the front court, drops it back to Crowell between the circles. Early on in Madison, 8-4 Wisconsin, we're 3 minutes in. Here's Hepburn at the top of the arc. He'll flip it to Klesman, feeds Storr left corner. Storr against Gale, starts to go baseline, stumbles and lost the ball. Turnover Wisconsin. As Gale brings it up, it's 5-on-4 for Ohio State. Storr racing back, here's Thornton throwing to Battle, left corner three in the air. That's short, no good. Rebound back tap to Akpara to Gale, and a reset for Ohio State. Thornton working off the Akpara screen. He'll try a three and bricked it way wide right. Rebound into the hands of Chucky Hepburn. Chucky up the left sideline for Wisconsin. Stops on the wing. Bounces it to Crowell. Left of the circle. Darts it inside. Caught by Wall. Muscles around. Battle reverse layup. Good going left to right.
Ohio State iced the ball screen. Stephen Crowell popped. And then all of a sudden, Tyler Wall cut right to the basket.
Hepburn getting into Thornton in the backcourt. A near turnover. But Thornton will bring it across. 10-4 Wisconsin. We're about 4 minutes in. Mahaffey throwing to Battle high on the left, and he throws it away out of bounds, and it belonged to Wisconsin as we hit our first media timeout of the night. Want to take a moment and recognize tonight's game sponsor, Fastenal. We thank all the good folks there and appreciate their proud partnership with Wisconsin Athletics. And at U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 4 minutes gone by at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 10, Ohio State 4. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Race to savings on your next project right now at Menards. Upgrade the floors in your home with new flooring from Tarkett. We carry durable laminate flooring, easy to install sheet vinyl, and waterproof vinyl plank. Tarkett Tidal Wave laminate flooring has a 30-year limited residential warranty and is the ideal choice for all homes. Get it today for just $229 a square foot at Menards. Price is good through February 18th. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real Badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 4 minutes in, 10-4, Wisconsin leading Ohio State. Dale Bonner, the Baylor transfer, on the floor for Ohio State now. Carter Gilmore out there for Wisconsin. Likewise, Nolan Winter bringing up the floor is Hepburn. He'll throw it to Winter outside left. He's against Battle. He'll throw to Gilmore at the top. Leaves it for Hepburn against Bonner. Hepburn, a toss for Storr. Pokes it to Gilmore at the left point. Carter with a flip for Winter, top of the circle. Angles left, hands off to Hepburn. Shot clock is at 8. Hepburn pulls up, left elbow, finds Winter, back to Chucky, left side against Mahaffey, 3 to shoot. Here's A.J. down the lane, finger roll, blocked, and it's a shot clock violation. Akpara getting in there for Ohio State.
And we talked about being able to protect the rim. Shot clock situation, A.J. had to get up. There wasn't much you could do in that situation because Akpara was the secondary defender.
15-22 left first half, 10-4 Wisconsin. Felix Akpara against Nolan Winter. A handoff to Thornton against Hepburn. A toss for Battle. Takes it across the top of the circle. Angles left. Resets the offense. Gives it up to Mahaffey at the top. Mahaffey being dogged by Gilmore. Shot clock at 5. Now Thornton against Gilmore. Drives on him. Across the lane. Out to Bonner. Flips a 3. Left of the circle. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Mahaffey, who just got in there in the lane and cleaned up. Got the putback. And Evan Mahaffey has the first 6 points for Ohio State.
And they've all been energy buckets. Drop-offs from slipping in their offensive rebound.
Carter Gilmore on the left side. They sag off of him. Now it's Hepburn outside right. Chucky against Battle. Gets it to Winter, top of the arc. 10 on the shot clock. Winter gives to A.J. Storr. He's against Bonner. Takes him on. Drives the lane to the rim. Wild shot. No, but he was fouled. And A.J. Storr again on the attack. Able to draw contact, and he'll step to the free throw line. And it's on Evan Mahaffey is first.
Yeah, and that's where the new rules that are in play really affect a play like that. Last year, that's a charge.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, and that's why we talked so much about it against the Rutgers game, in the Rutgers game. Attack, attack, attack. Because when you do that, you're going to be rewarded a whole bunch.
You've got to get that legal guarding position before the plant foot is established, and then you elevate. And Storr hit the first free throw, the second around the rim and out, no good. Mahaffey the rebound, 11-6 Wisconsin, 14-25 left in the half. Dale Bonner throwing to Mahaffey at the top of the circle, sends it to Battle, back into Mahaffey. Inside feed, bobbled, gathered by Akpara, and he lost it as he went up, flies in the air. It comes down to Nolan Winter, and now Hepburn pushing to the front court against Battle. Left of the lane is Chucky. Finds the cutting Winter in the paint. And he walked with the ball. Just stumbled as he was working to either drive to score or drive to dish to Carter Gilmore. And now Connor Esigen and Stephen Crowell will enter the game. Storr and Winter will sit down. 14:04 left first half. 11-6 Wisconsin leading Ohio State. Dale Bonner out high against Esigen. Now working against Klesman on the switch. Bonner, left foul line extended. Leaves it for Thornton. A flip for Zed Key in the lineup now for Ohio State. Key right elbow. Takes the handoff. Now bounces it in to Jamison Battle. Battle starting to back right block on Gilmore. Battle in the lane and a whistle. They'll get Gilmore for the bump. And that'll be the first on Carter Gilmore. Zed Key had some limited minutes. His minutes are down this season. Played but 8 minutes Saturday. He was sick much of last week. And that
only so played
more time.
Yeah, yep. Only played 9 minutes the first time they played.
Yep.
Right, like it's just his minutes have gone down. I almost think him being heavier benefited him.
Yeah, he dropped 25 pounds, and there's a thought that maybe that might have been too much. Here's Thornton, a shot fake, 10-footer in the lane, back rim no good. Rebound grabbed by Crowd. 13-28 left in the half, 11-6 Wisconsin. Hepburn outside right, sends it to Crowell between the circles. Stevie dribbles left, leads it for Max Klesman. Left of the lane is Klesman, who lit up Ohio State in the second half of that game in Columbus, and then Max throws it away. Picked off by Thornton. His pass knocked away by Asijan. It's loose. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Ohio State. Klesman went on that run, all of his 18 points in Columbus coming in the second half, including a 10-point personal run as the game was hitting crunch time. Max comes out now as Isaac Lindsay is in.
He sure does. And the reason I'm laughing is because that hook is real quick.
Uh-huh.
Not with shots, not with, but with turnovers.
Yes.
Come sit next to me real quick.
Yep.
That's the only way to get the message across.
Inbounds pass Devin Royal on the floor now for Ohio State. A throw to Roddy Gale. Takes a look. Now drives baseline left. Leads it into Royal. Slam dunk for the freshman out of Pickerington, Ohio. Little dunk fest early for Ohio State. 11-8 to Wisconsin. 12:50 left in the first half. With the ball is Crowell throwing to Wall. Rotates a siege on the right side. Hooks at the wall. Tyler at the free throw line. Moving in on Royal. Wall still moving in. Mid-post right. Finds Isaac Lindsay for three. Left of the circle. Off the right side iron. No good. Rebound Royal. Goes to the floor. And it's deflected out of bounds by Crowell. It'll belong to Ohio State. And A.J. Storr will come in now for Connor Asijan.
And the reason Connor's coming out right now is there was a sink opportunity for the drive. Instead, Royal gets in front of him, and it's a drop-off for a layup.
Dale Bonner brings it up the floor for Ohio State. With your senior out of Shaker Heights, Ohio. Here's Bonner outside right against Hepburn. And a whistle off the ball as Jamison Battle got bumped in the paint by Tyler Wall. That's the first foul on Tyler. And team foul number two against Wisconsin. Max Klesman ready to come back in. And Bowen Hartman in for Ohio State, in for Battle. Hartman appearing in his 12th game. Played a couple of minutes against Maryland over the weekend. Sophomore out of Cincinnati. Inbounds pass Zed Key on the right wing. And Tyler Wall got sent to the floor. That was Devin Royal knocking him down, and Royal gets his first foul.
Coach Holman's trying to get a flop call on that play.
I still have yet to see that call.
Well, I haven't called, but Royal had both hands into the chest. I don't think that's a foul.
But a coach being a coach.
True.
Storr going inside, caught by Crowell in the lane. Up right hand, falls out, no good. Rebound tip into the hands of Hartman of Ohio State.
But at least there was an effort to the paint.
11-8 Wisconsin, 12 minutes left first half. Roddy Gale drives the lane against Lindsay, and a foul by Isaac before the shot as we hit the under 12 media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 11:58 left in the first half. Wisconsin 11, Ohio State 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"Where are you going? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 11:58 left first half, Wisconsin 11, Ohio State 8.
Thought to start the game, Wisconsin did a good job of getting the ball inside, whether it be via the post entry or the drive. 6 points in the paint. Okay, my eyes are telling me the right thing. Felt there was a four-minute stretch where Wisconsin did not do that. I look down at the stats. 4 minutes of play time goes by. Still, 6 points in the paint. So my eyes are telling me the right thing. It's a good thing.
It is.
Because it means I know what I'm talking about a little bit. However, it's frustrating because they were so good early on. Continue to feed the post. Make Ohio State beat you there.
Dale Bonner will inbound for Ohio State. Baseline left. Throws it to Key on the left wing. Key with a handoff to Bonner. He's picked up by A.J. Storr. Bonner off his Key screen. A pass to Hartman left of the circle. Lindsey is on him. And now Bonner. Pass goes off a crowd. Back to Bonner. Feeds Gale at the right point. Five of the shot clock. Gale against Klesman. Three in the air. Roddy Gale is good. Just a 28% three-point shooter and worse than that of the Big Ten. But we are now tied at 11. 11:30 left in the first half. Here's Klesman up top against Bonner. He'll toss it to Isaac Lindsey. Shovels it into Crow off the left block. Crow finds Klesman. Back to Crow. Deflected. Stevie controls. Starting to back on Key. Backing. Whistle. Offensive foul as Key went down. They'll call the offensive foul on Stephen Crow. That'll be his first. I got that left arm up.
No, it was a shot. Absolutely. Yeah, it's 100% a charge. Yeah. Now, is it sold a little bit? Yes, but he got his arm up. It was a foul.
11-12 left in the half, tied at 11. Bonner against A.J. Storr. Throw to Gale, refeeds Bonner up top. Bonner surveys, finds Hardman outside right. Hardman with a flip back to Bonner. Shot clock is at 10. Bonner throwing to Gale. Bobbles, gathers at the right elbow. Goes into Key. Five to shoot. Key back and turns up left hand off the left side. Iron no good. Rebound snagged by Stephen Crow. Stay tied at 11. 10:40 left in the first half. But the ball is Max Klesman, and he gets fouled by Bowen Hartman up beyond the three-point line. That'll be his first. Team foul number four. Badgers have not scored now close to 4 minutes. Storr, sideline left, will inbound. Into Chucky Hepburn between the circles. Hepburn will throw it to Crow at the top. Crow one dribble, a hand off to Storr, shadowed by Gale. A flip down to Max Klesman at the right point. Jab step for Max. Now dribbles off the wing. In the lane. Fades, fires, and that's a brick to the left. Comes down to Storr. AJ to the rim, up right hand. No, but a foul. Said it before, sometimes a shot is so bad that it's okay because of a second chance there for A.J. Storr, and he'll go to the free throw line. You had a few of those, didn't you? Oh, maybe not. Maybe not.
I have more than a few.
First free throw for Storr is good.
I think that's the thing with this offense right now. It's not clicking. Just the pace at which they're playing. Mm-hmm. Not speed, it's pace. When you're talking about going full court, that's speed. Pace is all in the half court. You're not seeing the cutting or even on the dribble handoff stuff that they're doing. The guard coming off that handoff, they're not attacking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the pace that needs to be better.
AJ hits both free throws. He has 6 points early on. 13-11 Wisconsin. 10:15 left in the half. Connor Esegin. The floor for Wisconsin, guarding Bruce Thornton now. Thornton trying to back him down. Mid post left, finds Mahaffey. 12-footer in the lane is good. And Evan Mahaffey, who averages about 5.5 a game, has 8 here in the first 10 minutes. Tied at 13. Hepburn with a pass for Crow, right wing. Bounce feed for Wall. Flips to Hepburn at the top of the arc. He'll retreat at the edge of the midcourt logo. Gives it up to Wall. 12 of the shot clock. Wall against Mahaffey. Could be a good defensive player. Tyler on the dribble. Gives it to Crowell. Open three. Right side. It's off the rim and in. Members bounce for Stephen Crowell. His second long shot of the first half.
And they needed it.
16-13 Wisconsin, 9.5 left in the half. Thornton backing on a Sejan. Thornton in the lane, 12-footer in the air. Back iron no good. Rebound Wall. Here comes Tyler up the middle of the front court. He'll throw it to Hepburn high on the left. Turns down the Wall screen. Hepburn slips a two-bounce pass over to Crowell. Goes into Wall right of the paint. Tyler Wall against Mahaffey at the right block. And Mahaffey reaches in and is called for his second foul. Holder plays this. He will tend to play guys with two fouls in the first half, certainly more than Wisconsin, but I would think Mahaffey's going to get a little bench time right now, and that's the case as Zakpara is back in for Ohio State. 9:08 left in the half, 16-13 Wisconsin. Hepburn, baseline right. He'll throw it into Crowell. Panthers get a new 20 on the shot clock. Hepburn with the ball. Left of the center circle, Chucky on the left-hand dribble. Turns it out to Crowell, open three, straight on. Hits the heel of the rim, no good. Roddy Gale, the rebound for Ohio State. Gale up the left side of the front court for the Buckeyes. Key sets the screen, Hepburn working over it. Gale stops left elbow. Throw out the Bowen, Hardman flips it to Wakpara, outside right. Now Thornton high in the right. And he lost the handle, trying to run it down. He cannot turn over Ohio State. It's four of them now for the Buckeyes.
Well, on the offensive end, we talked a lot about Stephen Crowell and the ability for him to shoot the three. He's taken three of them already from three, but it's because Ohio State is icing that ball screen. He's going to be able to get that shot all game long.
8:30 left in the first half, 16-13, Wisconsin. Crowell out high. Kills the dribble. Storr will come and get it. Now off the Crowell screen, A.J. left of the lane. Looks it over to Crowell off the right elbow. Stevie against Felix Akpara. A lob to Storr. Goes up with a dunk. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Back up, and that crawls out. He'll try again. Yes, sir. Try again. 18-13, Wisconsin. 8 minutes left in the half.
Everybody needs to pick up their play to the level that AJ's picking up as far as how aggressive he is. He's been so aggressive in this game.
A.J. had 17 in the first game against Ohio State. Did a lot of damage in the first half of the January game as well. Here's Gale for three off the screen. Right of the circle. Good. His Storr got rocked by the screen.
He did, and they missed it. It was a moving screen. Zakpar rolled out of that. You can't roll out of that and clear the offensive or the defensive player.
18-16 Wisconsin, 7:30 left in the first half. Wall throwing to Connor Asijan against Hardman. Baseline left, flips it back to Wall. Tyler trying to cross over, but he walked. Turnover number six on Wisconsin. We got a break in the action here at the Kohl Center. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 7:25 left of the first half. Wisconsin 18, Ohio State 16. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-1690. CrumExteriors.com.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. are. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The perfect in-game meal. Choose a Brew Pub pizza loaded with quality meats and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. It's 18-16 Wisconsin, 7:25 left in the first half.
We're talking about this during the break. It feels choppy. I think both teams, right, there's a couple of turnovers that have happened. You look at how they've gone about it early on. In Wisconsin right now with six of them. Again, right? Just But Ohio State, that's four of them. And I think that's one of the reasons it feels so choppy right now.
Badgers have Hepburn, Klesmet, Storr, Wall, and Winter on the floor. Bruce Thornton brings it up for Ohio State. Hepburn defending on par of the screen. Thornton the drive, right lane line, retreats to the foul line, needs some help. Inside feet, Gale slam dunk.
And right now, Wisconsin's helping up the lane line way too much, and those drop-offs are there all night long, or they've been there for Ohio State.
18-18, 7 minutes left in the first half. Nolan Winter out high against the guard, Bruce Thornton, bounces it to Hepburn, high on the left. Chucky goes into Wall, left of the lane, Wall against Okpara, trying to find a cutting Klesmet, deflected by Battle, stolen away, another turnover. Here's Roddy Gale, right side of the front court. Gale on the left-hand dribble to the free throw line, hangs in the air, finds Hardman. And now it's Bruce Thornton up top. 6:30 left in the half, tied at 18. Thornton, right side, works baseline, goes through the lane, low on the left, goes up over everything. Rebound tipped in the air, gathered by Storr. Hardman is back, battle as well. Here's Storr, he lost it as he went up. Trying to pick it up as Winter, and it flips out to Klesmet. Badgers reset as Wall goes into Winter at the left block. Backing on Okpara as Nolan Winter turns baseline, one pump, and he walked with the ball. Turnover number 8 for Wisconsin.
What did we just say? It's choppy. Why? Well, Very. That's 8 turnovers already.
Yeah.
8. And some of them are because Wisconsin's being aggressive. I understand that. But it's too much of a trend right now.
Yeah.
It needs to stop.
Yeah, the Purdue game, they were clean in that department. But in the other 3 losses in this losing streak, they've come in bunches. And it's happening again for the Badgers in the first half. Here's Thornton on the dribble. Picks up the dribble and throws it to Battle. Flips to Gale, left wing. Gale against A.J. Storr. Gale trying to go to work. Stops left block. Leans in. Shoots. Miss. Rebound. Nolan Winter for Wisconsin. 5:40 left in the half. Tied at 18. Hepburn against Jamison Battle. Chucky left of the lane. Throws it out to Winter. Takes the 3. Gets it to Hepburn. Chucky left elbow. Whistle. Foul called. Battle hooking Nolan Winter. And that's the first on Jamison Battle.
So with Ohio State icing the ball screen, Chucky brings it down. Kick that ball back just a little bit quicker. If there's nothing there, get the ball reversed to the other side. Then you work the other side. They're going to ice it there. You start getting that defense to move a lot more than what they've been doing. And then that creates your driving lanes, especially if you don't have post entrance.
That's team foul number 7 on Ohio State. So a 1-1 for Winter. Gilmore in for Wall. Front end of the 1-1 for Winter is good. Winter had 7 points in that first game against Ohio State. 19-18, Wisconsin, 5:30 left in the first half. Second free throw for the freshman is good. In them both. And now Crowell will come in for Nolan. 20-18, Wisconsin, 5:30 left in the first half.
I do feel like offensively for Wisconsin, the shot selection's been good.
Yes.
I don't feel like shot selection's been an issue at all. It's just been the turnovers.
Dale Bonner throwing to Felix Akpara. Throws it back to Bonner, high on the right. Feed for Hardman at the top. Drives on Gilmore in the lane. Pushed it up right hand. Missed, but a foul on Carter Gilmore. And Bowen Hardman will go to the free throw line. Hardman getting a little more time here. No Scotty Middleton here so far in this first half. So, again, has played very sparingly this season. But getting a little more run. He was on the floor a couple of minutes against Maryland. First free throw for Hardman is on the way and good.
And as you say that, Milton takes his shirt off and is sitting there waiting to go in between the coaches.
He says, I'm good. Here he comes. I was looking back at the availability reports. Like, he's all right. Second free throw is missed. Like, do we miss something here? 20-19, Wisconsin with 5:08 left in the first half. Max Klesman throwing to Gilmore. Gilmore with a bounce for Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn on the left-hand dribble. Left elbow throws to Crowd. Hands it back to Chucky. Turns, right elbow, a toss for Storr. A.J. on the attack, left of the lane. Wraps it to Gilmore, feeds Chucky, flips a three, right side. Back rim, no good. Gilmore, the offensive rebound. Second chance, Wisconsin. Max Klesman high on the left, takes the top of the circle. He'll throw it to Storr, refeeds Klesman. Puts it on the deck, drives the lane, hooks it into Crowell. Low on the right, shot, block. Comes out to Chucky with five to shoot. Klesman fakes the three, sidesteps, takes the three, money. Staying with it are the Badgers. They lead by four.
What a huge, huge play early in this game.
And recover from the Akpara block, and Klesman hits the three. 23-19 Wisconsin. 4:10 left in the first half. Bonner around an Akpara screen. Stops right elbow. Gives it up to Thornton. Thornton versus Hepburn. And it's knocked away. Stolen by Chucky. Ball on his back. It's 2-on-1. Storr down the lane. Slam dunk. Badgers get the run out off the Hepburn steal. And the feed to A.J. for the flush. Timeout. Ohio State. And this will be a full timeout as the Badgers increase the lead to 6. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 4 minutes left first half. Wisconsin 25, Ohio State 19. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. Quick check of the U.S. Bank scoreboard update. Illinois all over Michigan tonight, 97-68. Terrence Shannon with 31 points for the Illini. 4 minutes left, first half here in Madison. Wisconsin 25, Ohio State 19.
Man, we're sitting at a one-point game. It goes to 50-50, ball goes Wisconsin's way. Kick out three for Max Klesmann, goes to four. Chucky creates a steal, and then it's airtime by A.J. Storr, and you're sitting there at a six-point game. That's the energy that Wisconsin needed to find somewhere to get themselves right. Now, can they keep this thing going? That's the question. Yeah, can they keep that energy, right? Like, they have to find it in themselves to continue these stretches. During this losing streak, they've had bursts, but they haven't been stretches that have been nearly long enough.
Yeah, sustain it here. Chris Holtman using a timeout, trying to settle his guys down. Dale Bonner brings it up for the Buckeyes. Going to Jamison Battle. He's with Klesmann. A feed for Thornton on the left wing. Thornton gets a Zed Key screen, turns a corner, stops left elbow. A flip for Bonner against Storr. Drives right lane line. Goes up. No good on the drive. Rebound Crowell. Outlet Hepburn. Chucky on the glide front court. On the left side. Drops it back to Crowell. Gets to Max. Open three. Right side off the rim. No good. Rebound Thornton. 3:30 left in the half. 6-point lead Wisconsin. Thornton at the top. Looks around the key screen. Pulls up. Left elbow jump is good for Bruce Thornton. His first points of the game.
And that's what we talk about. How big would that three have been as far as sustaining those deep runs? Now goes the other way, four-point game.
25-21 Wisconsin, 3:10 left first half. Hepburn lobs at the crowd, top of the circle, hands it back to Chucky off the crowd screen. Dribbles to the left elbow, darts it out to Klesmann, whips it through Carter Gilmore at the right point. Bounce feed Crowell against Keys, single coverage, backing his Crowell. Right block, turns, leans, up left hand, back rim and in. Steven Crowell with 10 here in the first half, 6-point lead for the Badgers.
It's been so aggressive.
2:45 left of the break. Here's Battle. Sidesteps. Turned down the three. He'll let Thornton take it. Back rim no good. Rebound. Battled four and a foul called on Ohio State. As Klesmann got knocked to the floor by Scotty Middleton, a freshman out of Miami, with his first foul. Wall and Asijan coming in as Gilmore and Storr will sit down. And at the other end, a 1-1 here for Wisconsin off the eighth team foul for Ohio State. Max Klesmann at the line.
But another chance of a 50-50 ball that goes Wisconsin's way. This way, the foul's called, so you get to head to the free throw line.
Klesmann with the front end. It is good. Now Devin Royal will come back in for Ohio State, replacing Middleton. Second free throw coming up for Klesmann. On the way, and that's good. Max hits them both. And the lead is 8 for Wisconsin at 29-21. 2:33 left in the first half. Here's Roddy Gale on the right wing. Jump stop in the lane. Darts at the Thornton. Flips a three. Left side. Too long. No good. Tyler Wall the rebound for Wisconsin. And now Hepburn will slow jog it up the floor for the Badgers. 29-21 Wisconsin, 2:17 left of the break. Crowell right wing. Inside feed to Seijan, low on the right. Tough shot, well off the mark. Rebound to Thornton. He'll push it to the front court. Feeds Gale. He's open for three right side. That's off the left side of the rim. No good. Hepburn the rebound. Racing up the floor is Chucky. Now he'll tap the brakes. Circles on the right wing. Goes to Crowell, top of the arc. 1:55 left in the half, 8-point lead Wisconsin. Crowell walks the dribble right side, hands off to Hepburn, off the Crowell screen, slips it into Stevie Lowe on the right to the rim, layup good. Well executed, 10-point lead for the Badgers.
A 10-point lead, they've done it because a couple of foul trouble by Ohio State, both their bigs on the bench.
1:35 left in the half, 31-21 Wisconsin. Thornton off the key screen. Thornton throwing. Royal three shot left corner. That skimmed the rim. No good. Rebound Stephen Crowell. Here comes Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin. Hepburn turning on the wall screen. Now goes behind the back to Tyler. A feed for Crowell. Top of the arc. Crowell walks it. One dribble to the left. Now Klesmann open three. Left side. Got it. Second three for Klesmann. 34-21 Wisconsin with 1:05 left in the half. Thornton in the backcourt against Hepburn. Thornton right and then lost it. And it's, they'll say, off of Hepburn. And out of bounds, I think. I think the officials are going to talk about it here.
I think they're going to keep it the way they have it. But this is the energy we've talked about. There's more energy in this building, and the guys are playing off of each other. They're having fun again right now. Helps when the ball goes in, too.
It always helps. Here's Thornton. It's a screen from Bowen Hardman back in with the Buckeyes. Throwing to Roddy Gale. Gale, right point. Left-hander to the free throw line. Left lane line to the rim. Goes up. No good. Rebound ripped away by Crowell. Ohio State has gone stone cold. 9-point run, Wisconsin. Hepburn to the right side. Behind the back pass. Stevie for three. Right of the circle. Short, no good. Jamison Battle clears for Ohio State. 33 seconds left in the half. 34-21, Wisconsin. 9-point run and 14-2 over the last 4 minutes.
Six second differential in the clock and shot clock.
Game clock is at 20 as Thornton fouled by Hepburn. Badgers had one to give, but they're going to.
But it now resets.
It now.
It's
yep,
that 6 seconds that you had is now gone. We saw this in Rutgers. Now, Greg was not calling for the foul.
Nope.
Chucky was just playing aggressive.
Yep.
But this is a time and score. You had six. You're going to get the ball back.
Yep.
Just be solid.
Yep. It's got a lot in college basketball. Like you give up the foul.
More than I
there.
Like.
Yeah, absolutely.
More than I like.
Yep. Sejan sits down. You got Storr, Crowell, Wall, Klesman, and Hepburn on the floor. Shot clock dark.
But I'm sitting next to you, so it doesn't really matter what I like.
Out of 10 seconds left in the half. Gale right of the circle. Gale on the left-hand dribble. Left of the lane, 5 seconds. Gale drifts back out front against Crowell. 3 seconds. Long range, two. Off the rim, no good. Hepburn, the rebound. And the first half has come to an end. The Badgers showing some signs of getting their groove back. They'll go into the locker room with a 13-point lead. It's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. Halfway through here in Madison, Wisconsin 34, Ohio State 21. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Time of the call center, Wisconsin 34, Ohio State 21. Badgers scoring the final 9 points of the first half. Stephen Crowell with 12 points and 6 rebounds through the first 20 minutes. A.J. Storr, 10 points and 6 boards. 8 for Max Klesman, 2 apiece for Tyler Wall and Nolan Winter. Ohio State paced by Roddy Gale Jr. and Evan Mahaffey, both with 8. 2 for Bruce Thornton, likewise Devin Royal. And 1 point for Bowen Hardman in the first half. Wisconsin 34, Ohio State 21. Coming up, Butchie and I have our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Hey, Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
34-21, Wisconsin leads Ohio State here at halftime. Mentioned it, Butchie, they got 20 minutes left, and comebacks have become regular occurrences in the Big Ten and college basketball, but after a really, really choppy, extended period of choppiness in this game, it looked like the Badgers are starting to get their groove back a little bit. Chucky Hepburn, a steal, Max Klusman, a big three. They get a lob dunk into A.J. Store. That's more like it.
Well, and that was the moment in the game where it changed so far in the first half. I've loved the way they've rebounded the basketball, already rebounding Ohio State 22-9-2. I think they've been dominant in that area of it. It's been the turnovers why we're not sitting here at a 15-20-point game, after one. It's because, realistically, they haven't taken care of the ball. Other than that, the ball's moving. You're seeing that mojo a little bit, right? Like, they're finding each other. They're playing off of each other a little bit more. And you knew it was going to take some time. Mm-hmm. Now, the question I have, you're up 13. Can you build on that?
Yep.
Can this be carried over to the Iowa game that you've got coming up? Like, that to me is, you can find your mojo in bits and pieces. Can you have it for a full 20 now? Can you build on it? That's the question that I have.
We used to say that a lot when you played. Butchie's got his groove back.
No, you did.
Maybe once.
Maybe twice. Not a good day.
34-21, Wisconsin leads Ohio State at the break. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBV Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBV Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. And thanks for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
34-21, Wisconsin leads Ohio State here at halftime, holding Ohio State to just 21 points. Buckeyes got, they're getting a lot of dunks early in the game, and one of the things they're doing, and they're not alone, talking about what Ohio State's been trying to do to A.J. Store, they're really testing him on the defensive end, getting him into a lot of ball screens here, aren't they?
Well, the ball screen action they've been putting A.J. in, the other thing they put him in is a floppy action. The floppy action is you got your two posts or bigs on the blocks, and then all of a sudden you're having guards come and run off of those. And so between those two actions, they've had A.J. involved in a screening action every single time down the floor. Now, you look at what they did. 8 minutes in the game, they've had 8 points. Prior to that, though, or after that, excuse me, I thought the adjustments on the defensive end were really good by Wisconsin, including A.J. Store. I thought A.J. did a good job of understanding, okay, this is what they're trying to do. More or less, they're trying to pick on me, and I've got to be better. And he's answered that so far, except for that first eight-minute stretch. The other 12, thought he was really good.
Ohio State and Wisconsin at the half here at the Kohl Center with the Badgers leading the Buckeyes 34-21. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef summer sausage and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century. Ah. Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. Because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin 34, Ohio State 21 at the half here at the Kohl Center. Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 11 of 24 for the field, 4 of 10 from the three-point line, 8 of 10 at the foul line. Ohio State just 9 of 26 from the field, 2 of 9 from long range, 1 of 2 at the foul line. The Badgers a plus 13 on the glass, 6 assists on the 11 made shots, but 8 turnovers. Butchie's talked about that. That's again, they've been coming in bunches lately for Wisconsin. The exception of recently was the Purdue game. They were pretty clean throughout against the Boilermakers. Ohio State with 5 assists and a like number of turnovers. Steven Crow with 12 points. A.J. Store with 10. And a couple of Buckeyes in foul trouble the first half. Evan Mahaffey, 8 points. Played just 7 minutes. He picked up 2 fouls. And freshman Devin Royal also with a couple of fouls. And the one Badger with more than one is Carter Gilmore. He's been hit with 2 fouls through the first half of play. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. 34-21, Wisconsin leads Ohio State. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media,